MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider. Andy Carboni is here with us on this brisk Thursday. Andy, welcome.
There's definitely that fall chill in the air, Bill.
I was out of state yesterday, Andy, and there was frost on the windshield in the morning. How about that?
Ooh, I don't want to hear that. That means you got to pull out the ice scraper and the shovels and all that good stuff.
Exactly. Well, Andy, what do we got for our listeners here today on the Baseball Insider?
Well, things on the local side of things involving the Red Sox, on the quiet side, of course, as the offseason is underway, and any big moves by teams are kind of waiting until after the World Series. So we'll just go through a couple just interesting notes involving the Red Sox before we get into any Major League Baseball news. In case you were wondering, back on this day in 2004, the Red Sox beat the Yankees 10-3 at Yankee Stadium in Game 7 of the ALCS, the heads of the World Series against the St. Louis Cardinals, and of course, breaking the curse of the Bambino. And of course, we'll slide right over to another curse of the Bambino situation, how this all ties in together. The castle home, once owned by infamous Red Sox owner Harry Frazee, has a new owner. Frazee went down in history as the man behind the curse of the Bambino for selling Babe Ruth to the Yankees in 1920. The Red Sox had the most World Series titles prior to that sale, but they didn't win, of course, again until 2004. The so-called Hemlock Castle was built in 1913, sits on more than 4 acres in Greenwich, Connecticut, sold for $10.4 million. Other celebrities who have called the castle home include Glenn Close, Mel Gibson, and Bijou Phillips.
Oh, that's great. And they, he sold the, why am I blanking out on this, but the Broadway play that he was interested in was No, No, Nanette, right?
Yes, yeah. It was, absolutely.
All right, well, there you go.
Fizzled out as well.
Yeah, well, some great great musical scores in No, No, Nanette, Andy, as you know. No, I have no idea. All right. All right, so there you go, on this day in history. And now, of course, baseball season going longer and longer, so to speak. All right. What else do we have here, Andy? Oh, what do we have on NESN Plus today? Something's got to be on there, right, for the Sox?
Of course there's something on NESN Plus. You know you'll see a Red Sox victory. It's the best of 2018, first pitch at 3 o'clock. A game from August 2nd, 2018. It's the Red Sox scored 8 runs at the bottom of the fourth. They end up rolling over the Yankees 15-7. The big offense of the day came from Steve Pierce. He had 3 home runs and drove in 6.
Oh, wow. All right, there's a memory I'd forgotten.
Yep.
Is that possible, have a memory forgotten? I don't know. All right. Hey, so now the Yankees are now past the Cleveland Guardians, so it was on to Houston last night.
That it was. It was game one of the ALCS. The Astros double up the Yankees 4-2. So the game two will be happening tonight at 7:37, your first pitch, so set your DVR and get ready to rock for that one. So I don't think the Yankees are going to win this series. I think Houston should take it. I'm not a Houston fan by any stretch. I just think they're too strong top to bottom. But maybe the Yankees can give them a series, and who knows, it could go 7.
What about over in the National League? Let's battle. What's going on there?
Well, game two of the National League Championship Series played yesterday in San Diego. The Padres come away with an 8-5 win over the Phillies. So that best-of-7 series now tied at a game apiece. Game three moves to Philadelphia tomorrow night. Kind of an interesting side note in this game. Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola faced his brother, who was a catcher for the Padres, Austin Nola. And Austin got an RBI single off his brother. So that was an interesting situation in that game. Of course, they were showing his parents or their parents in the stands. And needless to say, they weren't clapping when one son got the hit off the other son. And they're being very neutral. The father was wearing a Phillies uniform shirt and a Padres hat. So he was covering both teams. So it was just an interesting little side note in that game.
Yeah, very interesting. Very conflicting for parents, I suppose. But yet, on the other hand, very nice, I would imagine,
and
as well.
Having two of your children playing Major League Baseball at the same time, it's just that's definitely a rarity.
Man, Andy, you'd be going nuts. I mean, you'd be you'd be very difficult to talk to this time of year.
Absolutely.
All right, so what else do we have from around Major League Baseball, sort of off the fields, if you will?
Well, Twins shortstop, 28-year-old Carlos Correa, will not be returning to Minnesota in 2023. After one season in Minnesota, Correa is exercising his opt-out clause. He's going to test free agency. Correa signed with the Twins last winter for 3 years and $104 million. That deal included multiple opt-outs, so we may hear the same type of thing happening with Red Sox shortstop Xander Bogaerts after the World Series concludes. So there's always one solid shortstop on the market now with Correa, a few others out there as well, will be free agents. So lots of shortstops to deal with.
Well, waiting for the World Series to end, we've got to wait another month practically.
Yeah, it could be time Thanksgiving. They could be playing Game 7. Who knows?
Exactly. Other news, Andy?
Yeah, Rockies bringing back Bud Black as their manager for 2023. He was first hired by the Rockies in 2017. His current contract runs through next season. Rockies have yet to return to the playoffs since 2018. They've posted four straight losing seasons. And Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez, obviously their best player, he's having surgery on a torn right thumb ligament early next month. He suffered the injury back in June, but he played out the rest of the season. Be about 6 to 8 week recovery, expected to be ready for spring training. Ramirez was an all-star this year and batted .280 with 29 home runs and 126 RBI.
Yeah, there you go. There's a guy toughing it out to close out the season. Yeah,
absolutely. We like that.
Yeah, we do. All right, Andy, any speculation on how the Xander Bogaerts thing will go?
Well, the only real speculation is with his agent being Scott Boras that he's definitely going to opt out like Carlos Correa did of the Twins and test the waters. I won't be surprised if that happens, but the question is going to be, are the Red Sox going to step up and try to retain him, or are they just going to kind of let him float away and we'll move on to other players to play shortstop? Obviously, there's been a lot of backlash and that potential move by the Red Sox. David Ortiz has been outspoken about it already, so hasn't Pedro Martinez recently. So they obviously want the Red Sox to keep Bogaerts. So we'll have to see what happens. That's going to be definitely item number one in the offseason for the local nine to see what happens there. And obviously they'll be wanting to see what goes on with Rafael Devers. Will they sign him to a contract extension before he hits free agency after next season?
So Bogaerts can dip his toe in the water, so to speak, but still come back to the Red Sox at the end of the day.
Yeah, he can put both feet in the water and get nice and cozy and then say, I'm coming back. It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. But he is 30 years old. His power numbers have started to decline a bit. He's not the greatest defensive shortstop out there, but he is the team leader and a pseudo-captain of the team, fan favorite as well. So I think it would make sense for the Red Sox to try to keep him in some capacity for the future going forward.
Oh, wow, 30 years old, Andy. You and I could not relate to that, could we?
No, we got that declining
age, kind of the whole deal with that. But someday we'll have to experience that, I guess. Yeah.
I guess.
All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone here on MSONewsSports.com.